So why is the library important for you?
I'm a mum, and when my son was very small, this was the only thing really within walking distance of our home. Everything else we went to was in North Finchley or Muswell Hill, or, and there's, apart from a couple of church toddler groups, which are only short things once a week, there's nothing else that's here that, you know, you can just come to and access. It's free, you can meet other mums and other kids. So it's a really important social thing like that for people who might otherwise be isolated.
Do you view your library as just for books?
No, I mean, I met one of my good friends here when he was a small baby, and we actually met up here again today. We've all been having tea together now, and
that's nice.
And I've used the internet when our computer's been down. I see school kids using the computers pretty much every time I come in at, you know, after school. Are they expected to get on a bus and go all the way to North Finchley at rush hour? Is that realistic? You know, families that can't afford a computer, I think that's unfair. And other isolated groups like pensioners, they do a lot of talks here and coffee mornings and things. Definitely not just for books, although the books is obviously, you know, we come here and read books as well as taking them out. We'll just sit and read together.
So what would you like to say to Barnet Council about the proposed closure?
We really have nothing else in Fyne Barnet. We have no community centre. We have no focal point where people can meet, where, you know, without paying loads of money or travelling. And this is just about the only thing we've got. So it would be criminal to say, because we've got so many people living here, such a dense population, and very, very little in the way of resources like that for a social perspective. So,
yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.